You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network.
This week's episode will be a bit shorter than usual. Back on June 3rd, I went to the Vancouver Craft Beer Week Festival at the Pacific National Exhibition. I'm going to talk a little bit about the festival, and I've got a couple short interviews with some of the breweries that were there. But before we get started, here's a word from the Hopped Up Network.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Are you a discerning beer drinker? Do you drink beer for the tastes of blackcurrant and old leather? Can you tell the difference between Simcoe and Citra hops, despite whatever type of beer you might be drinking? Yeah, sorry, that's not this podcast. You want to listen to somebody else. We here at the Speak Podcast do regular beer for regular people. Joe Sixpack Beer at Joe Sixpack Taste. That's Rob, Adam, and Pete, proud members of the Hopped Up Network. Three guys, two beers, one show.
Like I stated, I was at the festival on June 3rd, 2018. I couldn't make it to the festival any other days, but it started on May 25th and it went all the way to June 3rd. There was all kinds of different events held at different pubs, different breweries. They all sounded like a total blast. Hope next year that I can actually make it to more events. Life was just too busy this year. But the festival was big, as always. The festival on Saturday was much busier. The weather was nicer. There was no work the next day for most people. So I kind of enjoy going to the Sunday better because you have a better chance of getting beer quicker instead of waiting in long lineups. Festival ran from noon to 5 p.m. and it brought more than 100 breweries and cideries from all over BC, some from across Canada, and even quite a few from the United States under the Brewers Association banner. That was 30 different U.S. beers that may or may not ever come to Canada from breweries you've never heard of. So the weather wasn't great on Sunday. It rained quite a bit, but we live in the Pacific Northwest. We're used to that. Doesn't scare us away. So put on a Gore-Tex jacket, get out there, and just hope that it doesn't pour rain. And it never really did. This year seemed to have more exciting breweries in attendance locally. More New England IPAs being sampled, as well as some more one-off beers instead of just bringing sort of the standard fare, which does seem to happen at a lot of beer festivals. This one seemed to be a little different. I sampled through a lot of beers, a bunch of really good breweries. I think my favorite beers came from Twin Sails Brewing, the Two Straws, and then a brewery from New Mexico called Rio Bravo Brewing Company. It was a pin-in coffee porter, and it was just amazing. So I'm going to leave you here with a couple short interviews. Hopefully you enjoy them. If you live locally, you'll recognize a lot of these brewers. Cheers.
All right, can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Thomas Batty. I'm the head brewer of Cole Harbour Brewing here in East Vancouver.
All right, so we're at VCBW right now. What did you guys bring out?
We brought our brand new, never-before-seen lemon dino sour beer. It's the second of a dino sour series. So it's a raspberry lemon, then we're doing a lime, and then an orange. My favorite beer also that we brought on tap is an India Pale Lager. Kind of a really nice smooth lager, but nice like West Coasty hop profile. And then we have our Market Saturation IPA, which is like kind of a blend of like a hazy East Coast and a nice like still nice IPA bitter West Coast. So a little bit of a blend of the two. We tried to bring everything that for everyone. We have a lager, we have an IPA, and then we have a sour beer. So yeah, having a lot of fun with it today.
Awesome. Has it been busy so far in the last day and today?
Yesterday we tapped out of almost 2 kegs, so we were really happy about that. Today it seems on Sunday people want like the fruit, so they're here for the lemon dino sour, and it's really exciting. I'm telling people that it's brand new and they're really eating it up, and then the other beers are pouring really well as well.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks Mike.
All right, can you introduce yourself please?
Hi, I'm Brandon from Twin Sails.
All right, so at VCBW, what did you guys bring today?
We got our Dad Juice Pale Ale, our Single Whammy IPA, and our Two Straws Milkshake IPA.
Awesome. So what's been flying off the shelf today?
Two Straws has been going very quick. We're almost out of it.
That's awesome. How's this the festival been between yesterday and today so far?
I wasn't in yesterday, but I heard it was pretty busy. Today's all right. The weather is not super favorable, but the turnout is pretty good.
Makes it better for the festival goers.
Yeah, I guess so. It keeps them nice and chilly. I'm kind of cold myself. Yeah. I just have this windbreaker. I'm like,
should have brought a hoodie.
Yeah, seriously. We got hoodies for sale, $50. They're cheaper here than they are at the brewery. A whole bunch of new merchandise as well. So if you are coming by Twin Sails, look out for some stuff. Women's sizes, tank tops as well.
Cheers.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hey, Blair Calababa from Bomber Brewing.
So we're at BCBW right now. What did you bring?
We got our Snow White IPA. We got our Passion Fruit Ale, the Park Life, which is a gold medal winner at the Canadian Brewing Awards recently. And our Skyline Lager, our brand new German lager.
Awesome. I haven't had that one yet. Can you talk about the Skyline?
Yeah, so it's a Munich Helles, one of my favorite styles. I'm a big fan of German lagers. For a long time now, maybe too long, and so we just decided we wanted to make something nice and light and refreshing and complement our other lagers that we have, like the Pilsner and the Märzen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much.
Cheers.
All right. Introduce yourself.
I'm Kevin from Steel and Oak Brewing in New Westminster.
Awesome. So what did you bring out here to Vancouver Craft Beer Week this week?
We got our Carina Oceanic-inspired Saison. We got our Simple Things German Pilsner and our Weekend Plans, which is two flavors, Passion Fruit Tart Pale Ale and a Peach Tart Pale Ale.
Awesome. Well, I got that right now, so you have a shot. That's going to be really nice on a hot day.
Yeah, that's the intention. And so that one's the Passion Fruit, so it's actually a little bit more tart from the Passion Fruit itself. The Peach has got a little more of a sweetness to it, but it's still tart and really refreshing. So
nice. Well, that tastes really good. What's been the most popular beer so far?
Probably the Weekend Plans. Yeah, I think people are drawn to the fruit beers are like pretty big right now, so definitely drawn to that. And I think the name catches people too because they're out having a good weekend, and so they get some Weekend Plans.
Awesome, thanks.
Cheers, man.
Yeah, I'm Mike from Dylan's Craft Brewing.
All right, what beer did you bring out here to BCBW?
We brought our classic core beer, Kolsch. We've got a collaboration we did with Odd Society Distillery called Lucinda, and we brought our double rye stout.
Nice. Can you talk a little bit about that Lucinda?
Sure. Yeah, the Lucinda was an awesome collaboration we did with the guys at Odd Society. It's a blend of their creme de cassis liqueur and our Kolsch. So we tossed some of that liqueur in the beer, blended with all the like the base ingredients of the creme de cassis. So it's the cassis, fresh-pressed cassis juice, and then also 380 liters of Merlot BC wine. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, once again, this is the end for BCBW for this year. I can't wait till next year. I hope that I have much more time to hit up a lot more events, because what the crew at BCBW does is really amazing. They bring together lots of great local breweries. They bring together breweries from elsewhere, and they try to put on the best festival held in this province. And it can be argued that it's one of the best in Canada. So if you haven't been to BCBW before, I really recommend you check it out. You can go to their website at VancouverCraftBeerWeek.com, kind of check out what this year held, and maybe check out what's going to be happening next year. Just remember that it happens between the end of May and early June. Till next time, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy Pacific Beer Chat and would like to help make the show even better, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/pacificbeerchat, or click on our support tab on the website and check out our affiliate links. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as hoppedupnetwork.com or pacificbeerchat.com. Leave us a review on iTunes to help raise our exposure and just get us more listeners. Drop us a line at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com, and to play us out, here is Lothian by Conundrum by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
Beginning